Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, April 30th. Mixed overnight in the grain with corn and beans a little bit higher, wheat a little lower. Let's first take a look at the corn. We've got July up 0.75 cents at 362.5. December up 0.5 cents at 381.75. Last day of the month here today, we'll see how the funds decide to play this, if they kind of are done selling and if the market might be able to put in some lows, or if the pressure continues, most notably in the wheat and the beans, with corn already about a dime off of the lows made last Thursday. So crop progress out yesterday reported corn 15% planted versus 6% last week and 27% on average. So a lot of states well behind there. And funds still remain short about 300,000 contracts, although we have seen open interest in the corn drop by a couple hundred thousand contracts in the last few days. So a lot of activity going on there. We'll have to see on Friday's Commitment of Traders report what actually happened. Taking a look at wheat, we've got July down 2.75, 432.5. KC July down 1.25 at 395.75. And Minneapolis July up 0.75 cents at 508.25. So continued pressure here on the wheat. Yesterday's crop progress had spring wheat planted 12% versus 5% last week. And it was really the ratings that were the most significant influence here. We've got winter wheat at 64%, good to excellent. That's the highest in 9 years, I think the second highest in about two decades. So things not looking so bad out there, and that has obviously got us hitting new contract lows in the Kansas City contract. In the beans, we've got July up 1.25 cents at 862. November up 1.5 cents at 882.25. Crop progress has the beans 3% planted versus 1% last week and 6% on average. And with this weather, the pressure on the beans is the thought that any acres that don't get into corn in time will be moved over to soybeans. So keeping an eye on that. Regarding the weather, we've got wet weather across good portions of the Midwest for the next few days. Maybe a little bit of break, but then next week another system moving in, so that's going to be pushing some of these planting dates out towards the first, second week of May, and kind of beyond the 10th we're hearing is when you start to get some significant yield drag. So again, the markets will be paying attention to how fast we can get this crop in as soon as things dry out. On the trade front, trade talks begin in Beijing today. Secretary Mnuchin saying we're making good progress. We've heard that before. And also yesterday, Advisor Kudlow mentioned and floated the idea that there may be more aid to farmers if necessary. So I don't know if that puts the idea of a trade deal in doubt, or if the administration is just trying to kind of placate farmers and see if we can get a little more time on this. In outside markets, you've got the dollar down 33 ticks, 97.25. Crude oil up $1.13 a barrel at 64.63. And you got the Dow up about 40 points in pre-opening trade. That's all I've got for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.